Now come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns to the Lord. And as always, we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God is moving in and through it. And a few simple things that I wanted you to make sure to remember. One today is drive-through communion, which I believe has to be my favorite Sunday of the month now when I get to see so many of you and just get joy in the church being present right here. But at drive-through communion today, it is a busy one. Not only receiving communion, not only having care cards available and upper rooms available, but today is the day that we are collecting pledge cards towards the budget for 2021 as we show hope for tomorrow and our hope in the promise of what God is going to be doing and the ministry that God will be doing next year through our church, which we will then consecrate next Sunday, which means to bless them and ask God to be upon them. We also have, as you turn in pledge cards, we have a gift for you, which is a fun 2021 church calendar full of wonderful pictures of previous Sundays of ministry and some memories to live through, so make sure you pick that up. And also being All Saints Day, we have some memorials that are set up, and then there is a rolling chalkboard that if you want to park, you can come and clip up to a clothespin a picture or the name of a saint that you would like to honor, or there is chalk if you would like to write a name in. As we know that on All Saints, so many people really look forward to being able to line up and light candles and to name the saints that they want to honor, and without that ability, we've changed it a little and had a way that you can still honor each one of them. And so that is everything that is happening at communion today. And then the second thing I wanted to mention is we do have a table service that will be posted this evening. And this is a special All Saints one that will be featuring some fun from our children in the church and some responses that they have given to me about All Saints Sunday. And so I hope you'll tune in and live through the fun of our cute children in this church. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also have a few prayers to be lifting this morning. The first is the typhoon that has hit the Philippines, and especially for the million people that have been evacuated and displaced because of it. And so we pray God's Holy Spirit upon the Philippines and all who are affected by the typhoon. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The second is for Bien Torosa, who is in ICU for some heart and lung issues. And so we pray for Kuya Bien and God's healing hands upon him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The third prayer request this morning is from Donna Ward, who would like to lift up her son, Doug Ward, who has previously been diagnosed with stomach cancer, and this week will be going in for a total gastrectomy. And this will be his second major surgery in 2 years. And so we pray for Doug not only with the surgery and not only with the healing from that surgery, but also pray for him as he will have a lifetime of effects and getting enough nutrition and hydration without a stomach. And so for Doug Ward and his family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And then I wanted to end with a praise, as we have a praise from the Austria family who would like to lift up Ray Austria and his mom Josefina Austria, who both had birthdays on October 27th. And the Austria family pray that God gives them countless blessings in this new year of life. And so for Ray and Josefina, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers and prayers for blessings in this new year. And with that, we transition from our prayers to our saints. And this year, a little bit different, as we've heard so many times over the last 6 months. And whereas we're usually getting to light candles for our saints and being able to speak and honor them, this morning we do it a little bit different. And there are so many that have been lost in this last year. So many who have lived long and glory-filled lives, who transitioned peacefully to the Lord, as well as so many that were cut short too soon and too tragically. And we lift each and every one of these up to God for all of those lives that we mourn, for all of those saints that we miss who have left an emptiness in our lives and in our hearts, and for all of those that we recognize and celebrate for the impact that they made on our lives and upon this world. And so this morning, we give God glory for our saints. We honor each and every one of them. And I invite you this morning, as we think about all our saints, to lift this prayer to God. Will you pray with me? Living God, in whom there is no shadow or change, we thank you for the gift of life eternal, and for all those who, having served you well, now rest from their labors. We thank you for all the saints, remembered and forgotten, for those dear souls most precious to us. Today we give thanks for those who during the last 12 months have died and entered into glory. We bless you for their life and love and rejoice for them. All is well, and all manner of things will be well. God of Jesus and our God, mindful of all those choice souls who have gone on ahead of us, teach us and each 21st century disciple of every race and place to follow their example to the best of our ability, to feed the poor in body or spirit, to support and comfort the mourners and the repentant, to encourage the meek and stand with them in crisis, to affirm those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, to cherish and learn from the merciful, to be humbled by and stand with the peacemakers. Let us clearly recognize what it means to be called the children of God, and to know we are to be your saints, neither by our own inclination nor in our own strength, but simply by the call and the healing holiness of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. And with that, as we give thanks for our saints, we also give thanks for our ability to follow their lead in the way that we give of ourselves and our gifts unto the Lord as we move into this time of our offering. And once again, this is a great time to be able to write your check if you're able to give one to the church, or if you are an online giver who is able to be doing that on your computer, or to be filling out your envelope, or just simply in prayer to the Lord about what you are able to give, as Leah and Barry bless us with our offertory piece this morning.